Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Clinton Monchuk, the Executive Director of Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan. Thanks for joining us, Clinton.
Thanks for having me again, Bruce.
Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan has issued a final call to producers, artisans, and innovators to register as host for Saskatchewan Open Farm Days, planned for August 8th and 9th. First of all, what is Saskatchewan Open Farm Days, and what is the main purpose of this event?
Sure. So Saskatchewan Open Farm Days started 2 years ago. So our first chance at it was in 2024. And the overall purpose of what we're trying to do is ensure that urban consumers or people who are not from farms have an opportunity to go out to grain farms, cattle ranches, places where there's animals, or just market gardens, things like that, where people can actually see how food is being produced on farms and places around cities or in the rural areas, and get a better sense of where their food comes from. So it's a great interactive opportunity to build trust with people who are your neighbors or people who come from the urban audience, and also has the benefit of just overall building trust in agriculture. And it's a great opportunity for farmers and ranchers to get their messages across to consumers.
Who actually is invited to register as hosts, and under what criteria?
So host registrations are open right now, and they will close on April the 1st. But really, anyone who has a farm, a ranch, or even something regarding, say, a food venue that wants to take part in it as well, to give an opportunity to talk about some of the food that's grown and have an opportunity to consume it. Those are who we're actually focusing on trying to get to be part of Saskatchewan Open Farm Days. So it is a pretty wide breadth of individuals that can apply for it. And we do have some things online where you can follow along in terms of the registration process.
How much interest has Saskatchewan Open Farm Days typically generated among what segments of the public, and what have been the factors there?
So last year we had 35 different venues that were registered with us for Saskatchewan Open Farm Days, and it was a wide variety of different businesses, farm families that did this. Everything from, we had some breweries that signed up within city limits. We had cider farm outside of Saskatoon, and then we had the traditional farm, so a dairy farm, a grain beef farm. We had trail rides down in southwestern Saskatchewan with horses to see the grazing cattle and some of the wildlife that exists, and other things like Hutterite colonies that had signed up. So really a wide variety of different opportunities for consumers to see different aspects of agriculture. And again, that's kind of what we want. We want a very broad sense of agriculture so people can pick and choose what they're interested in.
How much interest does this event typically generate among the public?
So in the first year when we started this out, there was right around 3,000 individuals who came out for Saskatchewan Open Farm Days. And last year it was closer to 4,500. We feel that here in 2026, it's going to grow again, depending on how many different locations and venues sign up for it. But it's catching on. We have this next year, we have three bus tours, one from Swift Current and two that are going to be based out of Saskatoon. So we're looking forward to having a wider degree of interest this year as well. So we're looking to grow those numbers.
Why is this type of event considered so important?
So when we look at some of the goals of farm and food care and just a broader sense of the agriculture industry, we know that consumers are more and more removed from primary agriculture and farms and ranches in general. having something like this gives the ability from, you know, urbanites or possibly people who live in rural settings who aren't familiar with farms, the opportunity to talk to those who are actually producing our food. The big thing that we saw through the surveying after, when some of these individuals go out to these farms or different venues, is that roughly 80% of them indicate, you know, I learn more about agriculture. I feel more proud about what we do here in Saskatchewan agriculture. And I think that is one of those main kind of goals that we have with farm and food care. And this is definitely a great avenue to be successful around that goal.
What are the registration deadlines, and how can anyone interested in registering as a host do so or get more information?
So I would recommend that the registration deadline closes on April the 1st, so it is coming up fairly quick. Simply go to skopenfarmdays.ca. And just take a look at that, or you can do a Google search for Saskatchewan Open Farm Days as well. It gives all the information. If there's any questions you have, there's an email address that you can actually just send us information, whether it's me or Ashley Stone, who's kind of in charge of the program. We'd be more than happy to answer questions you have and hopefully entice you to be part of Saskatchewan Open Farm Days.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I was just going to say that sometimes there's a little bit of a hesitation for farms to open up their gates to the general public. And hopefully, if you are interested just a little bit, you'd go online and just take a look at some of the past farms that have done this. The experience from those farms has been very positive. So hopefully this is something that tweaks the interest of a few of your listeners, and they decide to sign up their farms.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
Our guest has been Clinton Monchuk, the Executive Director of Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.